Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme Education. Lesson 8, Education and Redemption. Mandy, Jesus as teacher. We read in the book of the prophet Isaiah in chapter 11, verse 1 and the following. So there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, the father of David, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Parable. Even today we have this tree and write names to the different branches. Here we are, these are parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and so on. A tree of our relatives who lived before our time. And here we have this too, out of Jesse, David, and then the Messiah, he will be the son of David, although there are 1,000 years in between. Interesting, son of David after 1,000 years. Now, what about this Messiah who will come out of this family tree of David? And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. I like this. It shall rest upon him. People nowadays are full of unrest. We hurry here and there and stress and the next, till the day when everything is quiet and we close our eyes forever. And shortly before this happens, we discover, what for? What for? What was the sense of all of this? What was the sense? The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. This brings peace. Peace for your soul. The Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, and Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Now when you think of these words here, wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, fear of the Lord. This is the Spirit of God. Here we see values. Important values. Not money. Not riches. These are the real riches. When you are about to pass away from this earth, and your carcass is laid into the grave, what will still be there? Worms will come and gnaw and your body will be destroyed by worms. Ever thought about that? This is our future, really, the only future. If you get in contact with the Spirit, he will wake you up. He will create a new body for you, a body as the angels have. Imagine. This is future. This is hope. Not going to the grave and being eaten by the worms. I do not like that very much. But I like the other idea, which is reality when you have a loving relationship to your Creator. Then He will create you and you. New body, new life, everlasting life, forever in eternity through Him.